Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jennifer Hellman. Thank you for listening tonight. I really appreciate you coming in. The energy these days is really funky on so many levels, so I decided to have my dear friend, astrologer and coach, Kelly Rosano, back on to talk about a variety of things about the energy that's going on. As Kelly is, like, so brilliant on knowing the astrology, but also really very much grounded in helping people get through this energy that is so very all over there. The Aquarian energy of the new moon is huge right now. So before I go on a rant, hello, Kelly.
Hello.
We're going to have a good time.
Always.
Yes. That's the only way to do it. This is a pre-record, so we've been trying to get this pre-record going for the last hour. So Uranus and Aquarius and the Moon and Mars and all these wonderful planets are dancing right now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and Mercury, which rules communication, is changing signs right now. So it's going out of Capricorn into Aquarius. And Aquarius rules electricity, it rules the internet, both of them rule phone lines, and so I'm not surprised that we were struggling here for the past hour trying to connect on Skype and then eventually surrendering to a traditional phone line, and thank goodness that we have these backups so that we can persevere with, whatever life loves to throw at us, and Uranus in Aquarius is all about expect the unexpected.
Most definitely. That is for sure.
Yeah. So by the time we probably finish today, Mercury will be in Aquarius, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I like it, because Aquarius is innovative and curious and inventive, and it's an air sign, which is all about communication. So it should lighten things up a bit.
Now, let me ask you a question, though. Being so much in the mind, is there a chance that we're going to get too much in the mind and forget the heart?
Well, there's always that challenge, and that's so cultural, that we're, trained to be so mental and disconnect from the heart. There is that challenge. There's a joke, Rick Levine and Jeff Jaws say that Aquarius is Leos with brains, but Leos are Aquarians with hearts. So. Is the Aquarius vibration. It is, even though it's the symbol of the person standing there with the jug and the water pouring out, that is a symbol of knowledge. It's not a water sign. Aquarius is an air sign. It's an intellectual sign, like Libra and Gemini. They're all, the three air signs rule the mind and mental thought and consciousness in a communicative way, a verbal, written, spoken way of communicating. So Aquarius is an air sign. It's not a water sign. And that water that's pouring out is symbolized by knowledge. Knowledge is power, and Aquarius is about uplifting everyone.
Yes. And now it is the main ruler of Uranus, and that is a huge energy coming in the coming weeks, months, years.
Yeah, it really is. And I think this new moon that we're having this week in Aquarius, this energy that we've been feeling this week, you know, I can feel it in myself. It like really pushes mm-hmm. your buttons, depending on where it falls in your chart. You know, each sign, where it falls in the different signs is where we may be breaking down and then breaking through. So we will have the breakthrough tomorrow and over the weekend, but the energy isn't going to decrease. It's only going to increase because Uranus, which is in Pisces right now, which is, you know, let's just get drunk and, you know, be stoned. Let's medicate, okay, is going into Aries, which is let's be caffeinated, you know, where's the espresso? And so with Uranus going into Aries, and that's a long-term transit, mm-hmm. is symbolic of mankind reinventing himself, humankind reinventing herself. And so we're in this process of reinvention. And so with Uranus going into Aries, which is a fire sign, an action sign, a movement sign, everything's about to be stepped up in an enormous way. So there really is no going back to, you know, the old ways or the old lifestyles or
right.
or kind of hanging out where we are. It's just not what the universe is serving.
Well, it's like even in like relationships, if you had something very profound and very deep, you can't go back and make it shallow.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're having something that is, like you just said, very profound and deep, you can't pretend that it's a friendship or, you know, a casual
right.
connection, you know, because Uranus is the awakener. Aquarius and Uranus, they are the awakener. They rule truth. So even if you're telling yourself that, you know, I'm just your friend, that won't work because the truth will present itself, and Uranus, like I said, is coffee. It's a wake up. You know what I mean? It wakes you up. You know, so you can sit there in denial. However, the truth is there, and the truth is all around us. So,
right. I'm just wondering if some people are going to put some brandy in that coffee just to calm the energy down.
No comment. At least not while I'm working. Yeah.
So right now there is a lot of stuff going on with relationships, and we had talked over the last few days, actually quite a bit, and I've been really learning a lot about this energy, and it's very interesting that we really are. Everybody is going to be affected by this energy with Uranus going into Aries.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to be hit. Something that I found interesting, we both had watched the Steve Rother program,
yes.
Beacons of Light, and it was very interesting, and I wanted to get your take on this. It's like, you know, my guidance is always saying, make a plan, and they're saying, okay, you can make the plan, but you might as well just throw it away.
Yeah, I don't do New Year's resolutions.
No.
I gave up on all of that, like, years ago, because, I don't know, I'm at a place now where I allow things to unfold, and
mm-hmm.
I allow the universe, you know, my higher power, to guide me and direct me. And if I feel passionate about something, I'll go after it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'll throw myself into it. But I've given up on, you know, here's my goal this year, and here's my goal. And I'm not saying if that works for people, go for it. You know.
No, I was just saying for manifestation and stuff, a lot of people, the law of attraction and all that, the way I handle it is literally I have a list of things I want to experience,
mm-hmm.
and then I put it in a drawer. And then lo and behold, pretty much everything has been experienced.
Yeah, and that's fabulous. And so if that process works for you, and I have a tool on my website, Creating 2011, that people can, you know, go and click on and have for free,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. And so, you know, we want to work with what works for us.
Right, and everybody is slightly different. And last week we had a wonderful young man, Salvador Manzi, who was talking about some of the ways of manifestation and feng shui and getting the energy very clear, and that is really impure, and that's the energy that's really coming in. You really have to be in integrity with yourself
yes.
and the people around you, and understand that you have to, and this is very much the Aquarian energy, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you are the individual within the group, and you do have a profound effect on the whole as well as yourself. So you really need to be in integrity with you and them.
Absolutely, because the opposite of Aquarius is the individual, Leo, and Leo represents the hero on the hero's journey. So everyone has Leo somewhere in their chart. Everyone has Aquarius somewhere in their chart. And our goal as souls is to master all 12 energies from Aries to Pisces. And so Aquarius isn't about let's all merge into one group and forget our individuality. It's the balance between who am I, who are we together. And integrity is the key. I think what happens sometimes with people, and I've seen this in my work, that people can really develop their mastery at their craft, at what they do, or they can be really even gifted psychics. But that doesn't mean they have self-awareness.
Exactly.
And if you don't have self-awareness, you may not even realize that you're out of your integrity.
At least for me, I question myself quite a bit. That's the Virgo moon in me, to see where it is and which way I should go and present, experience the possibility. But if it doesn't work, just like, okay, I tried it, didn't work, next.
Well, you know, and sometimes, you know what, Jen, it does work. It just
right.
isn't the outcome we have in our mind.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and so because spirit will use the law of attraction to bring people together because we have something to do together. Mm-hmm. However, that together may be a day, a week, a couple of months, a couple of years, or
right.
a lifetime. Now, that's not to diminish the power and the significance of the relationship, whether it's a week or a lifetime, because someone can come into your life that you have a huge connection with
mm-hmm.
and have a deep impact into you because of that huge connection that no one else can do for you except that person.
Right.
That, you see? And so it is successful, especially if it wakes the other person up or it shifts the other person.
Right.
And so, you know, spirit uses relationships as the carrot to get us to do something with each other that needs to be done. And it's all for soul evolution. It's all to evolve
right.
all of us to a higher place of consciousness and hopefully to healthier ways of living, healthier ways of relating to one another, and empowerment, because we're all here to be empowered.
Now, speaking of, you know, that profound and people connecting, a lot of times, I mean, the energy right now, we've talked briefly before about this, is, I'm going to go into it a little bit more, twin flames, soulmates, what's the difference, what's the purpose of them? I've always thought of soulmates as pretty much everybody that comes into your life that you're learning something with. Some are more profound, more lasting than others, and others are just like, nice to see you, and we'll check you out later. Twin flames are the hardest to get together because they're a part of your soul. There is a very strong mirroring effect with them. In very positive ways and also negative. I mean, it is the full gamut, but an aspect of you is definitely recognized very strongly in that other person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so let's start with twin flames. And I was introduced to the twin flame and soulmate karmic relationship concepts. I started with this in 1988 with my then spiritual teacher, Elizabeth Clare Prophet. So I began this journey of understanding spiritual relationships a long time ago. And
great book, by the way.
Yes. And And since then, I've evolved to a new understanding that you can have more than one twin flame. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But the twin flame originally is where we were created in spirit. Okay, we're wearing these physical bodies, but we're not physical beings alone. We are great spiritual beings. If people knew how powerful they really are, we'd already be in the golden age, because what we see in the world is an outer manifestation of our inner world and what we're all collectively agreeing to play. Like, we've all collectively agreed to play this third dimensional game, which is right up now, and we're moving into fourth and fifth dimension. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Twin flames. In the beginning, you were created in spirit. Okay. You were created in the white fire core of the great central sun in spirit. The soul got split in two souls, a male principle and a female principle. Twin flames were created in the image of God so that, as Alpha has Omega, we would never be alone or separate. As we've come down the lifetimes and the centuries together, we've made karma with each other in the past. You know, we haven't always been faithful to each other. We may have cheated on each other with other people. You know, whatever we've done, when twin flames have tragic endings, Source will separate them. Because when twin flames fight, it is so painful. All of cosmos feels the pain of twin flames fighting. That's how powerful twin flames are. When you're with your twin flame, they magnify your positive and negative aspects and your positive and negative astrology. So if you meet up with your twin flame, you have to have a certain amount of self-mastery, because when you meet your twin flame, all time and space goes away, and you can be back in the past lives with them. Well, you cheated on me in 1546, and I still hate you for that. Okay, So that's not a good thing for two people to be doing with each other. So spirit has separated twin flames for centuries, because when you're with your twin flame, they magnify your mastery as well as your wounds and your weaknesses. Okay.
Now let me ask you. Let me just put in there. Let's say in a past life, the male partner killed the female in a rage, and they come back together to heal that now. Is it possible that they don't know exactly what happened, but they know how to heal it?
Absolutely. In fact, you don't have to know all your past lives, or you don't even have to know specifics. You can feel it when you're with that person. You cannot deny your connection. You can try to deny your connection, but again, that's illusion. You know, that's that denial thing where, okay, I'm not going to be self-aware. I'm going to pretend, you know, and that's fine. And yes, two people can come together for healing and resolution in the now, and that healing and resolution goes back and heals whatever happened in the past lives. Because you got to understand something. In third dimension, the anti-forces of anti-love work day and night to sabotage twin flame relationships. So those anti-forces can be whispering in your ear going, walk away from him, just get away from him, don't have anything to do with him, you know, because it gets so intense when you're with your twin flame. It gets so intense, it gets overwhelming at times, because the connection's so strong and powerful that you feel like your life's running away from you and you're no longer in control, and so you just want to get away, you know, you just want to escape, you know, you want to go hang out with a lesser relationship because it's easier, and you know, and it doesn't push all your buttons like the twin flames do. However, you know, we are moving out of third dimension and we're moving into fourth dimension. By the end of 2012, we'll be in fourth dimension, and we're moving into a dimension where it is about twin flames and soulmates. The age of Aquarius is about twin flames and soulmates being married, being together. And so that's one of the reasons divorce is on the rise right now, because people are hearing the call. They're hearing the soul is calling out for their other half. The soul is calling out for that divine lover, that divine partner, because no one can empower you and strengthen you like the other part of your soul. And when you meet your twin flame, you literally have a soul retrieval experience. It's like, oh my gosh, I have that part of my soul back. I've been looking for that part for centuries. Now I have it back. Thank you. And it's great. It's great to get that soul connection back.
So you have that part of your soul back.
Yes.
Can they walk away after that?
Yeah, anything's possible in 3D because right now everything's crumbling. You know what I mean? Like the systems and the structures and the old paradigms are crumbling right now. And we're all in this state of chaos and transformation and change. We are all literally balancing 26,000 years of karma right now in the now. In the now. And that's why it's so crazy right now because, and you don't even have to know what those lifetimes are. You can just feel it. You can just feel it. Even the animals are releasing past life karma, are releasing past life records. And so because we're all at the core issues, okay, so for instance, say you have a core issue of you're not worthy, and you've been carrying that core issue for lifetimes. I guarantee you right now in 2011, that core issue of unworthiness is up for transmutation. You see, because you can't go to fourth dimension and you can't be with your twin flame if you don't think you're worthy of true love.
Okay, now, in what ways would it transform to the next transmute to feeling worthy? Would you get situations that would build up your confidence? Or would you push a button so you say, wait a minute, I am worthy. Why is this that insecurity feeling that so many people are feeling with this Aquarian new moon?
Right.
Is that how it gets transmuted, by just recognizing, you know, I am worthy of my twin flame. I am worthy of a man who is unconditional love, and man or woman, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, unconditional love, true love, these are all higher vibration and higher frequencies that take an individual who's, you know, has a lot of self-mastery and self-awareness to understand and recognize what that is. However, you know, when you get with your twin soul, when you get with someone who really has a huge connection to you, you know, you will be tested with self-mastery in you know, how you treat that person and how you respect that person and how you behave with that person. So don't think just because you fall into old patterns that you're not doing a good job, because you are. As far as self-worth goes, you know, that's an ongoing process, because if religion has brainwashed us for thousands of years, and even if you say you're not religious, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, you know, it's like we're drinking it in the water, and they told us we were sinners from the beginning, and so we're transmuting all that baloney too. And so in order to have, you know, greater self-confidence, greater self-esteem, it comes with the marriage. It comes with the marriage you have with yourself.
Right.
How you talk to yourself is how you talk to others.
Mm-hmm.
How we treat ourselves, how we love ourselves, what kind of relationship am I having with myself? Do I honor myself? Do I respect myself? Do I set boundaries with people? You know, am I self-aware? Am I checking in with myself? Am I really seeing what I want and what I need? The stronger your relationship is with yourself, the more healthier you're going to show up for your twin.
Go on.
So if you are respecting yourself and you are appreciating yourself for all of your great qualities and all the good things that you do, and you don't even have to do anything. You're just great. You see, it's
right.
All what we've been told through school and religion and all the other lies that have been heaped upon us for thousands of years to control us. Okay, it is about taking our power back and being a self-empowered person and recognizing that who you are and what you do is enough. Who you are and what you do is enough. And if that person doesn't love you for who you are, then they don't deserve you.
Right.
And you see? And so it is about how we treat ourselves, the marriage we're having with ourselves, because the biggest relationship and the longest relationship we're ever going to have is with ourselves.
I certainly hope so. The other thing, with that, and it is great but how do you handle if you meet your twin soul, you know it's your twin flame, the connection is huge, but they still have some things that they need to deal with, like their ego is still a little bit too heavy? Are you just supposed to accept it, or are they not really ready to be a part of the union?
Well, you know, each situation is unique, you know, and that's why I never judge, and you never want to judge anybody, because you don't have their unless you have their chart in front of you and you know how to read it, you can judge that person. But then if you look at the chart, you go, okay, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And, you know, so, you know, twin flames are always connected in spirit, whether we're connected physically or not. We are one in spirit. We have the same soul. We share the same soul. You see, and so you don't have to physically be with your twin flame, especially if you're far more advanced than they are. I wouldn't recommend it, you see, because if you're far more spiritually advanced than they are, and they're down there and they're hanging out in the bars, or they're, you know, sleeping around, or say they're in a karmic relationship, and they're all about money and material and the status quo, you really can't do much with that. And so spirit's probably sending you in to wake their ass up, because there's no one around them that can do it. There may be no one in their country that can do it for them. You're the only person on the planet that can do that for them. And that's all you need to do. You know, it's like, okay, I went in, I woke them up, I'm done. You know, I mean, it really, you really have to surrender it too, okay? So so it's a process where, you know, you can meet someone and you have this profound connection to this person. However, that doesn't necessarily mean you want to marry them.
Right.
That's where soulmates come in, because soulmates make the best marriage partners. And so soulmates, I mean, this is from my understanding, soulmates come in all shapes and sizes. Your dog can be your soulmate, okay? But when I talk about soulmate, I'm talking about marriage partnerships where this person is perfect for you. You know what I mean? Where, you know, they're on the same page as you. They compliment you. You work well together. You travel well together. You have the same lifestyle. You really empower each other. That's a soulmate, and they make the best marriages. And the passion's there too, because you know what? If you don't have the lust, it's not, you know, it's just another bud. You know, it's just another buddy. It's just another friend. And those are good too, but it's not romantic, it's not marriage material, it's not partnership material.
So are you saying that a twin soul could come into your life, but it's just to, you know, kind of wake things up, and it might not be an everlasting connection now with everything the way it's going?
Well, yeah, because, see, everything is accelerating, okay? And so say one twin has advanced spiritually much further along the path than the other twin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hold up the spiritual growth. The greatest thing you can do for your twin flame is to keep going, is to keep advancing. Because as you go up, you pull him or her up too, you see?
Right.
And so if you go back and hang out with your twin flame, you know, because you don't want to be without your twin flame, so I'll just hang in the bars with him, okay?
Right.
Or I'll just do the material thing too. We can all just, you know, hang out, make lots of money, and, you know, do the material thing, forget spirituality, or just, you know, whatever. Then what you're doing is you're holding yourself up, and you're holding him up or her up, because it's the ego has now convinced you to stay at a lower vibration rather than keep going and accelerating in vibration.
Okay. So, with the soulmate, the marrying kind, can some of those be just karmic relationships as much as the twin flame for lessons?
Well, okay, so karmic relationships is where we are in a situation with someone where we'd rather not be involved, but we can't seem to break free. Soulmate, you want to be involved. Soulmate, you can't wait to be involved. Twin flame, you want to be involved. Even
right.
though the person drives you crazy,
right.
you know that's your soul over there. It's like, well, you know, there's another part of me walking around. And what I've also realized is as we have advanced, that you can have more than one twin. And so, in other words, your soul can split into another cell, and you can have more than one twin flame walking around at the same time.
Just to throw another hook into the thing, And hopefully they're more advanced if the other one isn't.
Exactly. So that other part of him is actually in a more advanced body, or more advanced, you know, a more advanced soul, more advanced person. That makes sense. You know, is that we have these incredible connections to particular people that go back to the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
See? It goes back to, for some of us old souls, millions of years ago when we were
right.
created. And so we've had thousands of lifetimes in but we've also had thousands of lifetimes in spirit, and not in such dense bodies, in such dense, such a chaotic time as this. And so when one recognizes the connection to the other, it is to awaken the soul to say, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing in this dead-end job? You know, what are you doing in this relationship? You know, is you know, how's this working for you? What's going on? And spirit can come right through you. You don't even have to be the messenger of, you know, the coach to the person. You know, you spirit's working right through you, and spirit's working right through to the soul. And so once you transmit that light to your twin, then you may have fulfilled the purpose of connecting with them at this time.
Now, another question, can you have more than one twin flame in your life at the same time?
I believe you can. And that's something that I want to write about, is that we can be in more than one body at a time.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can have two. Absolutely. You can have two very profound, powerful connections to two different men.
Now, let me ask you this, or two different women, if you're a man.
Or two different women, absolutely. Or if you're same sex, you know, because it that doesn't matter either, you see, because it's the soul. It's not, you know, it doesn't matter, you know.
My question, though, if you have your twin soul and it has split into two people, does it weaken them in some ways to be strong enough to really be with you? Or are they an equal strength? I feel like that's kind of a weird way of putting it. But are they equally strong enough to be that person who can really be there for you? Or does it weaken the connection in some ways since they've split?
Well, let's put it this way. We are enormous, enormous, giant, great spiritual beings. If you take your baby finger and you take the top of the nail of the baby finger, that's how much of you is actually fitting in this body.
Okay. So that it would not be really an issue.
No, and again, it comes down to the marriage you have with yourself, how much self-mastery you have, how much you've worked on yourself, how self-aware you are, how healthy you are, how available you are. Because if you haven't worked on your psychology and you are not really emotionally available to whoever you're with.
Okay, now can you explain that term? Emotionally available.
Yeah, I mean, the person could be physically available. They can be sitting in the room with you, but their heart's closed.
Okay.
If the heart's closed, they're not emotionally available. Or if they're so wrapped up in their money or their status or what they do, and that's more important to them than the relationship, they're not available. And, you know, relationships have to be worked on. You have to work at it. It's like anything, you know. I've been doing what I do for a really long time, but I get up every day and I still work at it. I don't get up and go, well, you know, I've done this a long time, so therefore I don't have to work at it.
No, you know? The information, and you got to keep on top of everything. So if somebody, you know, is very wrapped up in themselves and in that, still in that Leo me era.
Yeah, well, in the perversion of Leo, you know, is the ultimate narcissist. Absolutely, you know, then they're not even, see, there's a distinction between being selfish and narcissistic. Selfishness is good. Selfishness means you're taking care of yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more you have to give to others.
Right.
The more selfish you are, the more available you are. The more selfish
right.
you are, the more healthy you are. Because if you're selfish, you'll set boundaries. You won't just
right.
say yes to everybody. You won't be a people pleaser. You will be someone who that really knows who you are and knows, you know, your limitations as well as your abilities, and you don't let the externals dictate to you what you are and who you need to be. So
right.
selfishness is healthy. Anyone that's selfish is on a strong spiritual path. Narcissism
okay.
is where you're selfish, but you don't have empathy for others. Narcissism is where you're not even available for yourself. You may think you are, but you're really not. And so you can't love another if you don't love yourself. And Leo rules the heart. Leo
right.
rules the heart. And so a healthy Leo recognizes that the light is here to be shined on everyone, and that you can't just love the object of your affection. You need to have that heart open to everyone. And so when we're healthy and know who we are, we will be emotionally available when the time calls for it.
Right. So what are, getting a little bit more on to the astrology side of this, is there anything in any aspects that people can look on a composite or combined chart that would let them know a little bit more of about if it's a soulmate or a twin flame, to get them a better idea if they're looking at the person's actual chart?
You know, I would recommend looking at the person's natal chart, because that will tell you their psychology. That will tell you the life lessons they're experiencing right now. That will tell you what they're going through right now. And that way you can see if they're available. Because twin flames have separated for centuries ago and are now being brought back together, their astrology doesn't always necessarily line up, because
okay.
they haven't been incarnating with each other in the recent lifetimes. However, I got to tell you something. I've been reading charts forever, okay? And I just did a session before we got on the call here, and the husband's out having affairs, and the wife is a very messy relationship, and they have a phenomenal composite chart. They have a phenomenal composite chart. Everything's trining and sextiling, okay? And so if you're trying to get with someone and base the, you know, okay, well, wow, I want to get with this person because he and I have everything trining, so that means we'll be, you know, in happily ever after land together. It's not true. In fact, I've seen people with really, you know, Saturn squares or, you know, just some really heavy-duty stuff in the chart, and they're stuck together like glue. You know, so I would not base my love life on looking for someone that shows up with a particular sign or a particular energy. You know, relationships come down to soul agreements. In other words, what did we agree to do together? If we have a soul agreement to be married, it doesn't matter what the relationship chart says, because the soul agreement is, I have to marry this person, or I can't make my ascension. For instance,
right.
for instance, I have one soul agreement, and in this one soul agreement that I have to marry this person. So I'm only going to marry this one person that I have the soul agreement with. You see. So you may have many opportunities to get married, but if you're a self-aware, advanced soul, you're not going to do that, because you don't want to waste your time in relationships that really, you know, you're going to have to get out of, you know. And,
right.
And so it always comes down to the soul agreement, okay? So maybe we have a soul agreement to interact for a few months or a few years. Okay, maybe you owe this person a marriage, but you don't owe them a lifetime.
Right.
And that's what I'm seeing with a lot of people right now. A lot of people...
That was my situation. It was a few years, but not a lifetime.
Exactly. And so a lot of people are finishing up their third dimensional karma right now. They're finishing up their soul agreements with the karmic relationships they're with right now or the karmic jobs they're in right now. And they're being cut free.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see it right in the astrology. And so this is really exciting, what's happening for many people. For like the first time in thousands of years, they're finally going to be able to dictate their own destiny. They're finally going to be able to get their hopes, wishes, and desires. Oh, there's something else I wanted to say when we were talking about, you know, looking for particular aspects in the relationship astrology. You know, when two people come together, you have a third entity that's created. And that third entity is the relationship energy. And the relationship energy literally takes on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're with someone and you're doing the friend thing, and then all of a sudden it goes from fun and playful to heavy and deep and passionate,
mm-hmm.
that's the relationship energy moving on its own path. So in other words, the relationship takes on a life of its own, and it's going to go where it wants to go. And usually it goes where it went before. So if you've been lovers in the past lives, if you've been married in the past lives, the relationship energy is going to want to be lovers, partners. Doesn't matter what the ego is saying. Oh, no, we're just friends. Well, then why are you behaving as my lover?
Right. Now, let's say they're acting as if they want to be a lover, and then they do pull back their energy and say, no, can't go there. Does that just mean that they fulfilled whatever the soul agreement is, or is there a possibility that fear got in there, that it was just going too fast, too hard, that they didn't see it really progressing the way they wanted to? And what are some of the possibilities of handling that kind of situation?
Yeah, and again, it comes down to each situation, each couple, each dynamic is unique to that.
Yes.
And that's where you want to, you know, seek, you know, guidance and follow intuition, because it could be finished, or it just could be you're having a short break from each other. Like, you know, sometimes we have to pull back because the energy can overwhelm us. It can get so intense that we're losing ourselves in it, you know, and that's pretty scary, you know. It can get scary where you're with someone and the connection is so huge that, you know, you're overwhelmed by that person and you just want to, you know, remove yourself a bit, you know, or at least step back a bit so that you can, you know, get some clarity about what's going on. But all paths lead to your twin flame. I don't care what you're doing. All paths lead home.
Okay, and now another thing that both of you have experienced, both of us have experienced, is they live in a different country and there's a connection.
Oh, yeah, because this
and
is...
The twin soul, I mean, the social, the internet is really helping twin souls find themselves as soulmates and the right person for you or that ideal partner. It's really helping with that. So it doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to meet that person just face-to-face, and only if it's face-to-face, that's the only time it's really real. It can be a spiritual connection on a very deep level and be long distance, correct? And still be that profound.
Well, absolutely. Spirit is using the internet to connect twin flames and soulmates around the world. Time and space is collapsing. We are entering higher dimension, and we are being reunited with, that's the soul retrieval. We're getting our, we're getting that part of ourselves back. And, you know, so no, you don't have to be in front of the person. You don't even have to meet the person. The connection is there. It's just there. It can't be denied. Even if the ego is denying it, you can't deny the truth. The truth cannot be denied. And so, yes, the universe will use and is, and I'm seeing this in my work, the universe is using the internet to unite twin flames all over the planet. However, even though we unite with them, that doesn't mean we have a soul agreement to marry them, or we have a soul agreement to be in a relationship with them. So we always want to qualify the relationship. Okay, I met my twin flame. That's awesome. I have this huge connection to this person. Fabulous. Okay, now where's the energy going? Where's the energy going? You see, that's why you want to look at, you know, the relationship energy that takes on a life of its own. Where does it want to go?
And in some of it, it just fizzles out, and some of it grows.
Well, now, yeah, because it depends on where each person is on their personal path, what they're ready for, and how much self-mastery they have developed. Right? Because we don't want to just get with our twin flame and then, magnify our lesser qualities. You know, and so that's why we've been working on ourselves so diligently for so long, is so that when we do unite with this powerful connection, this part of our soul, that we come together in love. So because when twin flames come together in love, it literally heals the planet. You see, because when you put the one and the one and where two or more are gathered, that love energy goes out into the community, onto the planet, and it makes angry people move from anger to compassion. It makes the warrior put down his gun. You know, it makes the baker make better bread. It's what would heal the entire planet. That's why the anti-forces of anti-love have worked so hard to keep us apart and keep us in these lesser relationships.
Now, the anti-love forces, do you want to qualify what that may be?
We could call it the collective ego. So we
That's
could
a really good way of putting it.
Okay. So let's call it the collective ego. Let's call it the mass consciousness of negativity and fear. And that's an anti-force of anti-love.
So if you start feeling a little negative, you have to really step back and say, okay, why am I going this place when I really don't want to?
Yeah. And even though, even if it's your twin flame pushing your buttons, they're
right.
still your buttons, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah,
I always got to look back, you know, and say, hey, you know, why am I getting upset? You know, what's going on with me? Why do I feel this way? Oh, I don't feel appreciated. Oh, I don't feel respected. Whew! You know?
Right.
You know, so you have to look at what's coming up inside of you, because that's an opportunity to get greater clarity and understanding of what we need to heal within ourselves.
Yes, and definitely if you see a button or see something, now, can a twin flame kind of point out something lovingly about that if they notice or observe certain behaviors that you might be unconscious that you're doing? Does that help the process or not?
If that person is receptive to, and this is in any relationship, twin flame, soulmate, or karmic, is if that person is receptive to feedback. Absolutely. You know, however, if that person is really good at shielding.
Deflection.
Yeah, deflecting rather than introspecting, you know, they may not be open to such truth.
So you need to really get to know and even have a discussion. If I notice something, do you want me to say something or do you just not? Communication is huge in any relationship.
It really is. And again, a relationship is something you have to work on every day. You can't just assume, well, I have this person now, so I don't have to be good to them.
Right. Right. You have to participate.
And you have to empathize with that person. You have to have compassion for that person.
So with this energy that's coming in, and going back a little bit with the Uranus, and also we have Jupiter also going together in the Aries, pioneer, reborn, new beginnings, moving forward energy. A lot of people are, even if they really don't want that wake-up call, they're going to be getting the 2x4.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
That's what's happening, is that time's up. And we're going into higher dimension. And it's not that the universe is trying to, you know, hurt us or make us suffer. It's that we've all asked for this collectively. You know, let's face it, third dimension, you know, 3D, the only way out is to get disease and die.
Right.
Nothing here is permanent. Nothing. Nobody wins in 3D. I don't care how much money you have. You're eventually going to get old and die. Okay, so we've all chosen a new game to play, and that new game is fifth dimension. Fifth dimension, well, we got to go to fourth to go to fifth. Fifth dimension is where our lifespan is 1,000 years. On Atlantis, we lived 1,000 years.
It's not like they really sat there and had, time was literally timeless, and that's something that I've noticed. Is literally how fast it's like the physical time might be changing, but me personally, all of a sudden it's like it feels like it's 3 days from now.
Oh, yeah, time is
really speeding up.
Time is an illusion. Oh, 2011 is going to make 2010 look slow. You know, and exactly. But 3D, you know, man created time. Okay, time only exists in 3D. When you go to higher dimension, when you're in spirit, there is no time. The past lives and the future lives are running simultaneously, and that's what's actually happening to us right now.
So basically, we're becoming our past lives, our future lives, our now moments are all kind of collapsing. I have experienced the timelines collapsing where I really literally knew I was in a past life, in a present life, and I saw them blending together. And it was the same exact people in the past life in this present moment that I was reliving or collapsing that karmic, and it was a karmic relationship, and the healing took place. It was a very bizarre experience to consciously know the differences and the blending.
And you're a very aware soul. You're someone who's very aware.
I do my best.
Me too.
I have fun with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
The one thing I want to have fun with this, folks, a lot of this is really intense energy and information that we're saying, but both me and Kelly, we laugh a lot because we know that we can get through it, and we do get through it every day, and we're both here to help you get through. Kelly is phenomenal. She knows her stuff. She's been studying for many, many years. So just know that there is the cosmic joke out there, and the guardians and the guides within you sometimes may do something just so you stop and laugh. So it is a very intense thing, but... So that is coming more and more prevalent. Do you think more people are understanding that they are multidimensional now?
I think so. I think, you know, even the animals are waking up in consciousness and gaining in consciousness. And we're all awakening. And that's the light that's rising in all of us, as well as the astrology, you know, the Uranus into Aries and all of us moving into higher dimension now. And this is a real blessing that this is something we've asked for, because we're going to change all the rules to the games here. We're going to live hundreds of years. We're going to have prosperity for everyone, not just the few. We're going to clean up the air, the water. We're going to stop eating animals. We're going to be, everyone that wants an education is going to be able to have one. All of our youth are going to be empowered. What I see coming is incredible. It's fabulous. And I, you know, and the other astrologers say this too, is that because my ninth house, I have Jupiter and Uranus in there, it's like I have an ability to see further into the future than others. And that's why I'm so positive, because I know this stuff is real. Earth is already in that place. We just have to catch up to it, and we will. And it what's happening right now is a blessing. It may not feel good. We don't like, you know, what's happened in the economy for sure, but we're going to move to a system where the money starts flowing again to everybody, where businesses can have low interest loans, money will be available to people who go to school, you know, and so we have to go through this transformation so that we can restore integrity to all of our systems.
Right. Now, with that, is there any aspects coming up that are going to be really good clues for things really shifting, or anything that are lining up to really, like, shake things up?
I think they're pretty shaken up right now.
I know.
I think just looking at Egypt, you know, it's like, wow, the youth are really stepping up here. And my heart just goes out to them, and I pray for them every day, because this is the spirit of people taking the power back and saying, you know, enough's enough. You know, what good is a government if it doesn't serve its own people?
Right, and
okay.
it's very interesting. I actually got an email. I'm going to be having an Egyptian writer on. He's an Egyptian spiritualist, and his writing is phenomenal, and he will be on air very soon. And he actually had no internet, so he couldn't do the show.
Exactly.
He will be on, and I'm really excited to get a firsthand account on exactly what it is like to be in Egypt with all this going on. So it's like, there is a lot of that big changes coming up. I know that Uranus is going into Aries in March, correct?
March 11th, Uranus goes into Aries, and he's going to be there, you know, 8 or 9 years. So, you know, he's going to be in there for a long time. And so when a planet makes a move and it's a long-term transit like this, it affects us on the most profoundest and deepest core levels. And again, every time Uranus goes into Aries, which happens every 86 years, man reinvents himself. So we're all being asked to hit the reset buttons and reinvent ourselves.
Woo-hoo.
And this is exciting. I think it's exciting because it's going to bring, I think, even more technological breakthroughs, and things are going to be really interesting this year. Very interesting for everyone and exciting, you know, I'm very positive about the future. I see really good things happening and coming in for everyone. And, you know, I know we've all been through so much for so long, it seems like, you know, that. And that's this whole balancing of 3D karma and cleaning up the last 26,000 years in the now. If people really knew how much they're changing, on how much they're transmuting, it really is phenomenal. And that's part of the reason why people are so tired and they just don't want, you know, it's like, oh, don't tell me more, you know, don't tell me, you know, and believe me, I hear it, you know, we're coming to the tail end of it. You know, I think over the next few months, we're all going to be given awesome opportunities to be in wonderful relationships, be in wonderful job opportunities, financial opportunities, spiritual opportunities. This spring will be a huge breakthrough for many people, and it's really exciting. And I'm very hopeful.
Okay, so now, real quick, for this month, the best way to handle the energy, we mentioned, or we should be mentioning that again, the new moon in Aquarius, there is a lot of energy, intense energy out there that could be like pushing buttons, anxiety, suggestions on how to do that deep breathing, just let it flow through you, don't hold on to it, but at least acknowledge it. Is that a good way of...
Yes, please acknowledge it, because you don't, if you're ignoring it, it's, energy cannot be destroyed, only transformed, and that's Einstein. And so if you're not acknowledging it and it settles in your body, it that's how we get disease, you see? So it's very important that we're communicating our needs. It's very important that we are communicating our anger, you know, and anger is not an enemy. Anger is actually healthier than depression, because at least when you're angry, you're directing the energy out rather than keeping the energy in your body. Now, I don't recommend, you know, making people your target or animals, you know, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, yelling in a room or in your car, as long as you're not doing it on the road in a rage, you know. But,
right.
You know, is that this Aquarius energy is activating our deep core insecurities. So wherever you're feeling anxious or frustrated or insecure, this is your opportunity to come to healing and resolution. And so, you know, if you can talk to a professional, or, you know, if you, you know, have a minister, or you have friends that you can talk to, but you need to have someone there that you can express yourself to in an unconditional way, and know, you know, that you have a safe place, that you, that this person has your back, that this person,
right.
You know, doesn't judge you, and so let it out, you know, let it release it. And so, because if we talk about it, then we can heal it. We can't fix what we don't acknowledge.
Right, and something that I do, and I have wonderful friends, and I want to acknowledge all of them for putting up with my venting, but I generally will say, okay, I need to vent, so protect yourself. You don't need this energy, but I need a witness. And as long as I tell my head, you know, they don't absorb the energy, but they also are very good at helping me readjust the perspective, see a different direction of putting the energy, a different perspective on the situation, to open it up and to help heal the situation. So if you have a good friend, you know, and you feel like you just want to explode with this energy, at least give them a heads up so they don't take it personally. That's just a suggestion I'm going to put out there. I have some great friends who know me quite well. I usually say, I need to ground.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So I'm calling you.
Hi.
There you go. You know, and, you know, this energy is super intense. And like I said, it's pushing all our buttons, and we're balancing, we're releasing, you know, so many lifetimes here at this time. And so, you know, there may be days where you don't feel good, or there may be days where you don't feel like the master of anything, you know.
And that's okay.
I can't even master a hot cup of coffee, you know. And so don't be hard on yourself. Forgive yourself, you know. I mean, that's what this showing up in relationship is. Remember, you're having a marriage with yourself. And if you're not kind to yourself and you're not compassionate with yourself, how are you going to be compassionate and loving with your partner?
So since that kind of wraps things up for us, Kelly, I do want to thank you. And her website is kellyrosano.com. You can go on there to get what is the name of the form that you were talking about to really help people?
Yeah, I have a program on my website called Thriving in Transformation. And, you know, you can just go to my website. It's right there in the left-hand column, and click on that. There's many, many tools on my website that are free. That program is $15. But it is a solid program to help you through these times. And, yeah, and so, great, awesome, happy Aquarius New Moon.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Keep yourself together and keep breathing. Breathing is really good for you. So with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, many blessings and good night.